So we're just saying that many churches have some profound traditions and histories and creeds that go back, you know, many, many centuries and have blessed hundreds and thousands and millions of people over the decades. And history and tradition is not always a bad thing. Our history and tradition is release the buckets. That's what we have, okay? That's all we have in this church, in a sense of history and tradition. God is with us, and I believe at the moment we are in a new chapter in the life of this church. You need to understand, and you need to know that. I believe over the last few weeks, just different things have happened. We've been away to different places. We've had different people coming in. And there are certain times when you can look back in the history and the life of a church and you can say, no, a new chapter started then. And sometimes when we moved venues, a new chapter started then, or something happened and a new chapter started then. And a new chapter has started over the last probably couple of months or couple of weeks. And I think it's a new chapter where we will no longer be defined by our weaknesses. We will no longer be defined by the sins that we just really struggle with. We will no longer be defined by serving. We'll no longer be defined by our location where we meet. We will no longer be defined by who is in the room and who isn't in the room. But we will be defined from here on in by the promises of God that he has spoken over our lives. And sometimes, you know, when you have promises, promises are things like, well, yeah, Andrew, I promise I'll do this for you. You know, and Andrew's thinking, yeah, well, he's promised, therefore he probably will do it. But there are also promises that are current and present and living right now. It's not just the hope of something in the future, but there are living promises that now. And there's a promise that says that goodness and love will follow you all the days of your life. Amen. And that's not just for the future. There's not just the time in the future. And I was driving here this morning, and I was thinking, goodness and love is going to follow me all the days of my life. Thank you. Good. So we won't be defined by some of those things that perhaps we've allowed to define us a little bit in the past. This is a new day being defined by the promises of God. And it's also a new day to be defined not by our weaknesses, by the promises of God, but also who we are in Christ. Where we stand and our true identity as beloved sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. And if you felt, sometimes you may feel defined by all sorts of things. You know, when Jules had that word earlier about people being defined by being scattered, and you may feel, oh no, that's who I am, I'm not with my people. And you feel, oh, I want to be with my people. And we can begin to be defined by things that are unhelpful. You may be defined by your weakness. You may be defined by rejection, or you may be defined by disappointment, or all of those. I don't know, there's a whole host of things. It's a new day for us. Amen. To no longer be defined by those things, but be defined by the promises of God. That when you turn to Jesus and you repent of your sins, and when you think about yourself in a totally different way, a glorious new dawn emerges of goodness and love following you all the days of your life. This week, I read it. This isn't. We are going to carry on in Thessalonians, by the way. But this week, I read a passage from Hebrews chapter 12, and I want to read it to you because I feel it somehow it's a picture of this new day that God has doing in our midst that we need to somehow learn to sustain. And it's this picture of a new day of an old covenant and a new covenant. Now, if you're theologically minded, we haven't gone from an old covenant to a new covenant. But there's the picture of change and transformation that is so wonderful and so exciting. I just thought, I just want to read it, if that's okay. And then we'll get back into Thessalonians afterwards. And it says this. This is Hebrews chapter 12 and reading from verse 12. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. And make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. That no one is sexually immoral
or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For he knew that afterwards, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. Old covenant. This is the new day. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. I just need to let you know, Jesus is speaking a better word over you. He's speaking a better word than all the stuff that has gone on. And the thing you think, oh no, no, Jesus has spoken a better word and is going to continue to speak a better word over us. It's good, isn't it? It's wonderful. It's really exciting. I promise you we will get to Thessalonians. We will. Last week, as many of you know, we went to a prophetic forum based at the King's Arms Church up in Bedford, which is part of Catalyst, which is part of New Frontiers. And so this is the church that